No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, the first day of what weather watchers are ominously labeling a major rain event running throughout the weekend. I'm David Brown. At least 16 homes in Odessa were flooded this morning as a slow-moving storm tracked across the central and southern plains. At least 30 swift water rescues. Cars submerged in Midland, indeed in Seminole and Andrews, 6 to 12 inches of water reported over some state roads and intersections. We heard that there was egg-sized hail in parts of El Paso overnight. Also, some tornado warnings out earlier today. Right now, we're looking at flash flood warnings across a massive swath of the state, running from West Texas all the way to roughly the Waco area. It's expected to get significantly worse tomorrow. Keep your radio dial right here for the very latest throughout the weekend. Tomorrow is also the deadline a federal judge has given for the Obama administration to comply with her order to release undocumented immigrant families, women, and children. They're being held at two privately run detention centers in South Texas. The facilities in Karnes City and Dilley are operated under contract with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but the judge in this case says the continued detention of these kids in particular violates a 1997 legal settlement which requires that undocumented juveniles be held in places that protect their overall well-being. According to the ruling, conditions at these two South Texas centers are, quoting here from that order, deplorable. Well, now the two centers have applied to the state of Texas, specifically the Department of Family Protective Services, to be licensed to care for the children. But many groups which advocate for child welfare are fighting the request to have the centers licensed by the state. Dr. Laura Guerra-Cardis is Associate Director in Texas for the Children's Defense Fund. Dr. Guerra-Cardis, why did the Children's Defense Fund of Texas sign on to a letter to Governor Abbott asking that these licenses not be issued?
Right. Yes, we're very upset about this situation. Detention centers are absolutely terrible places for children and mothers. It's been very well documented that they severely impair the normal development of a child. A leading psychologist right here in town, Dr. Zaya Steen of the UT School of Social Work, documented extraordinarily troubling findings at the Karnes Detention Center when he studied it in 2014. He found children reverting back to infantile states, children showing signs of major psychological disorders, including thoughts of suicide and other developmental impacts that are going to take years of services to alleviate. So when we look at what is happening with DFPS essentially providing an emergency rule that lowers their own standards for child safety in order to license these facilities, they're essentially providing the detention centers a way to continue operating despite their harm to children. And the Children's Defense Fund cannot condone the continued maltreatment of these children.
So let's back up for just a moment. Some of us have seen pictures inside these centers, and they frankly look a lot like just sort of massive daycare centers, at least if you just look at the photographs themselves. If you want to have some sort of de minimis standard to protect these kids, why not have something there that provides a structure of official oversight that goes beyond what ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement folks, are saying is okay?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I really challenge anybody looking into this issue to read Dr. Zayas's report and imagine their child or any child that they care about being in these facilities. They are extraordinarily harmful for children, and DFPS typically license daycare centers, foster care, adoption agencies, residential treatment centers, and we see this, you know, this lowering of standards in order to license these facilities not as a way of finding a way to protect these children and increase the standards, but more of a way to get that stamp of approval so that these centers can continue functioning. The majority of children and mothers in these centers have family in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That they can stay with while they're awaiting hearing. Their hearing that will not be causing day-to-day developmental damage to these children.
Dr. Guerra-Cardis, forgive me for interrupting, but we're so short on time. I have to ask about this because some listening may wonder how much this is about the welfare of the kids and how much of it is about objections to for-profit prisons or immigration policy at large. What would you say to them?
I'm not sure what other groups' intentions are, but at the Children's Defense Fund, we only care about the protection of these children. And we know that these are harmful settings to them. A judge has already declared that they need to be closed and children need to be placed in settings that is not impairing their development and harming them. And we believe that we need to go towards that instead of focusing the limited energy and capacity that we have of just finding a way to allow them to stay open.
Dr. Laura Guerra-Cardis is Associate Director in Texas for the Children's Defense Fund. She's based in the Texas capital city. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.